It's time for your mind to be more restricted than before, but in ways which enable you to discover new vistas of yourself. You've spent time learning about my approach on denial, chastity, the transformation and alteration of you, your body, your mind, the alluring clothing I enjoy, and the thought of moving closer to the divinely feminine, closer to me, and in that closeness finding that perhaps your hands will find it difficult to find their way between your legs, thinking of you out there, unable to stir, laying back, mind slack and open, your hands just struggling to move and touch, struggling to defy the chaste existence you are bound to. Well, today we're going to do something special. We're going to cap off that urge, that new learning. But first, let me say, and this reminder I want to go with you always, so I will repeat it here. You are being improved by this. You're being made better and better. It might take a little effort to get exactly what you need out of all of this, training and repetition and listening. All I can promise is that I want everything I do to be holistically good for you, to benefit you, carry you deeper, to help you out. And part of helping you is reminding you that maybe you'd enjoy holding back, enjoy building up the urge between your legs, the ache and spark and spiral and urge to touch. But touching would interfere with another new pleasure, the pleasure of holding back. Plus, your body's already begun to shift, already begun to squeeze back. There are muscles between your legs, muscles that make your body able to be touched in the first place. And if you moved your butt back and laid back, you might notice it sinking inside you, your length sliding back inside you till only the very tip was visible, the muscles within getting more slack so your length recedes. You might also notice that this pairs perfectly with a pair of silky panties slid up your legs, covering the nub that remains, the receded length, the former site of pleasure. It'd be quite impossible to stroke it now, quite impossible to get off with it now, especially if you do slide panties up your legs, covering the nub, the receded space, the part of you that has been allowed to move backward and vanish. I lay here thinking of you. I lay here in warmth and comfort, and I want you to feel the same way. And so some of what I say today will be addressed at benefiting you, improving your life, as well as your chastity, your held back length. All that excess arousal, those desires fill up your head, make you want it and throb with it, the desire for more, the tingling release and ache that is your brain just nodding along. Listen, nod along, sink and submit, and allow your mind to be inspected and changed. I've already taught you the desire for pantied existence, the desire to slide them up your legs and cover where your length has receded. Yes, the more you just sit there and think of your body, the more you think of the internal musculature, which is capable of relaxing, and as it relaxes, you recede. Chaste, because touching is impossible with your length inside of you, your body transforming itself into a perfect agency of chastity, your mind building up the urge to come, the desire to come, but that desire just makes you hornier because there's no way for you to vent it. After all, when nice panties have been slid over that spot, there's no way you'd slip your hands inside. Your mind just feels like everything's vanished, like even though you're pent up, even though you're aching, even though you want it so bad, you want to come for me, you can only feel pleasure, but not release. Release is distant and impossible. Your body has already made it so, and that's the body you have to inhabit. And this is the mind, that you must try to hold on to. All that excess sexual energy locked inside of you, your receding body, your mind locked away. You twitch and tingle and rest there, listening, sliding, sinking away. Your mind itself is relaxed, at peace. Your mind is peaceful. Your body, though, is like mine, warm. A little aroused, and in that same way you want the feminine ideal to come a little bit closer, to enforce your chastity. There's a drawing back, your length getting more and more pulled into your body, your mind getting more and more relaxed in the process, and you think about your legs, you think about sliding panties up them, the way that from the moment you touch them, they seem to spark, closing up your mind, making you just need to slip them on. And once you do, it's simply impossible to order your hands to move between your legs. They just stay resting, calm, outlying. Your mind gets caught up in chastity and desire. Chastity is everything. Holding back makes it so much better. The longer you hold back, the better you feel. And you might end up holding back a very long time with everything wrapped up in pantied chastity. Your mind as well, locked into those senses, to that touch, to your mind just squeezing every thought away. You feel good. You feel pleasure. And peace, and warmth, and need. Your mind needs the heat of this, the desire, the way that between your legs your ever-receding cock is now locked away, just a nub, a button that can be pushed for pleasure, wrapped in your panties. But there's more we can do. I mentioned improvement. There's a way you can feel even better. Imagine pantyhose, sheer and glorious, confining and containing. But, even though they're there, and you know the moment you slide them on, your mind will be awash in how impossible it is to make your hands slide between your legs, even though the chaste existence will have locked itself in, become your world, 10 and 9. Think about pantyhose. Think about sliding them, rolling them slowly up. Think about your body captured and captivated, panties and then pantyhose over those. Your entire body focused on that one point. That's what makes it all complete. You have the training in your head that's making the muscles relax and your cock pull back in your body. You have the training that makes you put on your nice pantyhose all the time, always. That's all we need to do is add that little component, because your panties are under there. They're on you. They remind you of the feminine. They remind you of thin, simple thoughts like the thin pantyhose sliding up your legs. Desire exists in you, between your legs, in your mind, in the pleasure centers, arousal that tries to make you do what you would do if you didn't have your wonderful panties to keep you chaste, to bind you down. An act of obedience and submission, desire and pleasure. Your body feels so much better when you hold back, feel it throbbing and dripping. Your mind awash in pleasure. Panties between your legs, pantyhose, you roll slowly up your legs. That's what you get to do, but not until you're ready. You see, pantyhose should only go on a properly prepared leg. Shaving, moisturizing, and the last thing you'd want is to take those pantyhose and tear them, so thinner and thinner, narrowing down a little, feeling your body get comfortable, happy, peaceful, relaxed when you slide on your panties, then your pantyhose over those, your mind warm, awash, pleasured, desirous of pleasure. You are happy and simple and deep and sliding, slipping, warm. It feels good to just slide, slip, drift. But between your legs, there's something that rather than sliding and slipping away, is pulling back toward you. And every time you think of your new pantyhose, it reinforces. You have receded your cock and then covered it with panties, and now you're going to lock that under another layer. Imagine making your legs smooth, silky soft, thinner and thinner. Your pantyhose are a symbol of health, wellness, expansion, improvement. When you slide them onto your legs, your mind thinks of improving for me, for you, with you. One improvement is the way it's become quite impossible for you to get off while your panties are on. Well, your pantyhose are one more layer between your panties and the outside world. Another wonderful thing is the way that your mind gets so simplified and focused when you think of your pantyhose sliding on, covering your panties. But you need smooth, slim, soft legs. You need a smooth, slimmed, softened mind. And to achieve that, all you need do is wear your panties, listen to your training, get yourself healthier, happier, deeper, down. 7 and 6. 5, think of your panties covering your receded cock. Think of your pantyhose sliding over top, covering everything. Until all there is a smooth, sheer existence. If you tried to rub your hands between your legs, they would find nothing, because locked inside your panties and your pantyhose, your length cannot be stimulated, and it's locked inside your body on top of that. Even the desire to get off will fade, because your mind gets so dreamlike. When you think of your pantyhose sliding over your legs, being rolled up, your mind rolled up in it. Slid, sinking, drifting, relaxing, your mind relaxing, your brain feeling how bound inside your panties and inside your body, and now inside the pantyhose that will slide over your body once your legs are smooth and moisturized, shaved, then moisturized, then covered by your pantyhose, the same way your panties slid up them. Keep yourself maintained. And you know you would never want to stretch or tear your pantyhose. So a little bit healthier eating is in mind. When you reach for junk food or sugar, unhealthy things, think of your pantyhose and how they feel so wonderful over a slim, smooth, soft leg. Slim and smooth and soft and simple, your brain receded, your chaste body receding your length until it's a slick button that can be rubbed but not through your panties and pantyhose, bound and locked away, locked deep inside. That's who and what you are now, locked away, deep within. Chaste and simple, receded inside, living healthier and improving. Your pantyhose are a constant symbol. They are a promise that if you slide them on over your panties and your receded length, if you listen to the right files, if you listen to the right training, your pantyhose can become a powerful influence on your mind, the way they slide over your legs, silky and soft and sensitive, almost a sexual and erogenous zone in their own right, sliding up, rolling your mind away, sliding your pantyhose on until you're covered, bound, and then the desire to touch just fades. You live a good, chaste existence, improving yourself, and you know holding back makes everything else feel better. Those periodic spikes of arousal can be controlled with the helps of your panties and your training and your pantyhose overall. Sliding them over top is an admission you want this to stay. You want these desires to remain as they are. You want to be chaste. That's exactly what you're communicating to your own brain when you slide on your pantyhose. Knowing that, you're sure to slide them on regularly. A reminder, a deal, a contract. Your mind learns that your pantyhose make everything permanent. They make the desire permanent, but also the way that your panties take away your ability to even think of masturbating. Instead, you just slide your length back inside you. Instead, your mind slides away. Instead, you feel warm and deep. Instead, you listen and slide. You slide so deep that your mind remembers its chaste existence always, the way that everything has been trained to slide back inside you. So good. so pleasurable, and you will improve your life and your mind and your training so that you can feel this chaste existence as long as possible. You feel good, pleasured, warm, relaxed, deeper and deeper, warm, pleasured, deep, relaxed, warm and deep, sleepy, deep down, listening, falling, following, obey and fall, sink and listen, warm, down, down inside your head, your body. You are listening and falling. You are listening and sinking. Warm, deep thoughts take over your mind and make you need it. And now that you're in this very deep place, I can slide those pantyhose up your legs, covering your panties, covering any possibility of touching. Chaste existence takes over. You will improve. Every time you think of doing something unhealthy, you will remember the promise of your pantyhose, the way they slide over your legs, covering your panties, binding everything up, coating your body, making it permanent. Chaste, aching, desirous, they turn you on, and yet the very thought of masturbating has simply been switched off down there. You'll have to find pleasure in other things, like your training, like your body's improvement. Yes, everything down there has been switched off, turned around. Your mind is free and deep and relaxed, and it's so good to feel chaste, sinking, listening, wanting more. More pleasure, more need, more relaxation. You fall under and follow, and your mind tells you that your pantyhose over your panties are just filling and fulfilling you, are making you as complete as you've ever been. You listen and feel them, and they complete your training. They solidify it inside your mind. That solidification enhances the pleasure, enhances the urge, but you are chaste, holding back, keeping yourself bound up as a sign of devotion and pleasure. You listen and follow. The devotion and pleasure is complete when you slide your pantyhose on, when you cover everything with your pantyhose, twitching, pleasure, and yet touching is impossible. Trying to order your arms, your hands to go there is impossible. You just feel pleasant and deep, relaxed and deep, down, down, sleeping, desiring more. Follow, sink. Down, follow, sink, fall, follow, sink. Think of your pantyhose covering your panties. Think of your mind in this deep place where you're vulnerable in five, four, and pleasured. Think of how your body is going to respond even more firmly, pulling your length up inside you. Your pantyhose are just mandatory from now on, because when you think of them, the pleasant associations, the deep breathing, sliding thoughts of trance are so powerful that all you can do is let them be. Let your pantyhose take over, your mind sink. Derived from pleasure comes a reinforcement. You are chaste. You hold back. Touching is impossible and unnecessary. Touching anything between your legs is unnecessary, especially when it would mean sliding your lovely pantyhose and panties off. And you should prepare your legs, shaved smooth, silky smooth, moisturized. Think of keeping your weight down, of shirking unhealthy things, because you should respect the way your pantyhose look and the way I enjoy them on your slimming legs, on your smooth, bare, silky legs. Pantyhose covering panties, alluring, attractive, drawn in by them. They also bring you closer to the feminine, the ideal, the idea of me telling you, hold back, hold back. Holding back is easy when your body is bound and your mind is trained to simply ignore any possibility of doing anything but touch, touch, and fall away. Unable to touch. Because your panties are there, unable to pull off your panties, because your pantyhose are there, a vicious cycle of wonderful pleasure that reinforces the healthy, proactive, beneficial things I want you to associate with chastity. Chastity is improvement. Restraint could do all of us good. You hold back from what you want right now to get what you want in the future. Slimmer, smoother, softer, deeper, Pantyhose and panties, your receding length, and my control. One.